Meanwhile, many Iraqis continue to flee the violence in their country. The UN Refugee Agency says nearly half of those leaving are Chaldean Christians, although they represent only about 3% of Iraq's population. Chaldean Christians in Iraq say that insurgents single them out for attack. Just this year, some 10 Chaldean churches have been bombed and 2 leading clergymen have been killed. Many of those who get away wind up in Lebanon, as the world's Aaron Schachter reports.
Some kids practice at Beirut's Chaldean diocese for their first communion. Abu Azad has come to this church to get help. He fled Iraq last month with his wife after a group threatened to kill him and his family. When the Chaldean bishop in Mosul was kidnapped and killed last month, Abu Azad figured it wasn't an idle threat. Abu Azad says Christians in Iraq are targeted for religious reasons. They're kidnapped for money or simply assassinated. I think most Christians want to leave Iraq because they feel threatened, he says. The only ones left are there because they can't afford to leave. Before the U.S. invasion, nearly 800,000 Christians lived in Iraq, mostly in Baghdad. Relations between Saddam Hussein and the church were relatively good. In fact, Hussein paid for the Chaldean church here in Beirut. But Father Samir Khalil Samir says Saddam didn't do it out of love for the Christians.
All dictators in our area fear the Islamistic group, the fundamentalistic groups. Now, Christians has no power. So we don't fear Christians.
Samir is a professor of Islamic and Christian studies at St. Joseph University in Beirut. He says dictators like Saddam Hussein or Gamal Abdel Nasser, who ruled Egypt in the 50s and 60s, cultivated Christians as a bulwark against radical Islam. Samir says the fall of powerful despots has given fundamentalists free rein to cleanse their countries of people they consider heathens. It seems to be working in Iraq. Roughly 40% of the Christians have left since the war.
In my youth, all these problems were unthinkable. The Muslim Brotherhood was seen as a fanatical group. Today, we consider them as moderate because you have more fanatical. You have the Wahhabi. What is happening today, all the Muslim governments are against. But what can you do?
In Lebanon, Iraqi Christians are treated much like any other refugee group, tolerated but not welcome. The Chaldeans clearly believe they need and deserve special refugee status. They've been showing this video to Christian groups around the world to drum up support for their cause. This 16-year-old girl works in a factory making jewelry boxes. She says in the video, "I like to study and want to go to school like other children, not like what I'm doing now, go to work from early morning till late at night. And we see nothing but humiliation. We have no hope in this life." The girl's mother chimes in, "We are destroyed. We are finished. We came here to die a little bit each day."
Many of them were surprised. They expected Lebanon to be different.
Michael Kazdana is the spokesman for the Chaldean diocese in Beirut. He says Iraqi Christians thought they'd get a better reception here because there are so many Christians in Lebanon. He adds that while there isn't the threat of death here, it's not a great life either.
What the Chaldeans wanted to be in a country where they can feel the freedom. This is not a museum that we are asking for. If the Muslims want the Christian to live in the Middle East, they must let him feel that he can be a full citizen, participating fully to the life, all the life of the country.
Kazdana says these days, many Iraqi Christians are trying to leave the Middle East for good, for Europe, the U.S., and Australia. Germany recently agreed to take thousands of Christian immigrants from Iraq and is pressing more European countries to take in large numbers as well. Kazdana laments that in its attempt to help Iraqi Christians, the West will in the end serve the Islamic fundamentalists by emptying Iraq of its oldest continuous inhabitants. For the World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.